Streaming media for the Mick Shane Rock Show is provided by Justice Hosting Solutions. Visit them on the web at www.justice-hosting.com. Live from the Pickled Livered Studios in Olathe, Kansas, it's the Mick Shane Rock Show. With in-studio guests, KC and Shaniac. It's going to be an hour of unsigned rock and fun. Stick around. We're going to rock your off. Welcome. It's Friday night. Yes, Diablo Royale. Greedy Dogs right here on the Mick Shane Rock Show. One of the featured artists this week. We got three more from them coming up this hour, as well as some Canvas on the second half of the hour from a Kansas City band here that, is rocking it with some new stuff. All right, I'm Mick Shane. We've got KC and the Shaniac, as they are affectionately known, here in the studios this week. What's up, guys?
It's good to be back in studio with you, Shane.
Can you say the name of that band again that just played that song?
That is Diablo Royale.
It's the name of the song.
And the Greedy Dogs is the name of the song.
I'm going to tell folks out there, I come from a more of an alternative growing up with, I think you latch on to what you grew up with. When I was 13, it was Nirvana, STP, Pearl Jam, all that good stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't get in the groove a lot on a lot of the straight up hard rock 98.9 Kansas City stuff. Mm-hmm. That song is capital D A M M M M good.
It's damn good.
I like it.
With a D.
Like the Beavers.
Yeah, they're a good group. They send us new stuff every once in a while. They've been on the show many, many times.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
That's the newest that they've sent us. And for everybody that's just joining us, hit us up at the website, www.mickshanerockshow.com. And we've got all kinds of good stuff there. We stream 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, Sundays excluded, but you can request with our automated request system any song in our playlist library, even what you're hearing tonight. So there you go. Listen to us on the Cockroach, AM 930 out of New York. Thanks, guys. You rock. Thanks for sticking around with us through our ups and downs, and you, the listeners, stuck around as well. All right, next week we're going to have Unwritten Rules in the studio. They're going to be doing some stuff here acoustically and bringing in some of their new stuff as well, Kansas City Band. And on January 29th, we're going to be out at Shark Bar, not downtown, but Shawnee Mission Parkway in I-35.
I think I'll be there.
And we're going to be doing a live remote. We're going to be doing
We're
a live
remote.
Not selling
cars, though.
No car salesman. I'm too honest. And we're going to be down there doing a live remote with Teacher's Pet, our fun guys and friends and family of the show who support us big time. We'll be down there doing that. So either come down to Sharks down there, or you can listen in on this show as well. We will be broadcasting live on a Saturday night, believe it or not.
I think I'll be there, and I bet me and my wife actually frequent Sharks, and I imagine Jesse.
There you go.
So going, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, she goes out there a lot. I bet I can get her out there too, and we can make a party.
Well,
out of
let's
it.
Knock it out of the ballpark. And for people that are first time listeners to the show that may not realize, KC was a co-host on the show. He's still honorary co-host. That's a spot that hasn't been filled since. Technically, we've had Drew in as well, Big Daddy Drew, and then we had Big Chris. And now it's kind of like I'm all by my lonesome unless somebody wants to step up to the plate. Chirp, chirp, chirp,
crickets.
Chirp.
Casey
chirp,
Jones
crickets.
Up in
chirp.
All right, so we've got I'm glad to have him back in the studio so I can razz him some more. And looking forward to that show. It's a lot of fun with Teacher's Pet, and I'm sure Sharks is going to be a heck of a good time. All right, on with the show. What do you guys have a podcast that you do?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the podcast that you do.
Well, we got the Football Fantasy Ranch, and it's kind of picking up a little bit of a head of steam. This year we kind of dabbled in it. We got a pretty good sampling in most weeks of the NFL season. We had a podcast put out where we basically gave our NFL picks and talked about sports a little bit, talked about Brett Favre and a lot. and it kind of picked
Brett
up.
Favre.
We all like Brett Favre. And so that's kind of what we do. We pulled out a little podcast session here earlier today, and we're sports guys. We like sports. We like local sports, Kansas City sports. We like fantasy. You know, we like to talk about.
I like fantasy too, but we won't go there.
What's your fantasy?
Football Fantasy Ranch is.
done out of the Pickled Livered Studios here in Kansas City.
With Olathe. Nick Shane is our producer.
So, yes.
I'm quite proud of that podcast.
Yes.
And show. And you guys have gotten some publicity on local airwaves as well.
Yeah,
from this show.
You want to talk about that a little bit there, Shaniac?
Let's give them a big pimp out.
I actually was going to bring it up anyways because KAOL, Sporting News Radio, 1430 AM, that's out of Carrollton, Missouri. You can pick it up in Kansas City. And the guys that do the show, you know, they roll out with some good old back-in-the-day rock and roll as tie-ins on their show. So I think they would enjoy it. I'm going to turn them on to the Mick Shane Rock Show.
You need to turn them on to the Mick Shane Rock Show because it's been around since 2007.
It's been a while.
We're going on our fourth year next month. Are you going to come in for the four-year birthday party?
Oh, heck yeah. Count
me
in.
Yeah, second week of February.
All right. So, count me in.
Yeah. And you're invited too, Shaniac.
Word up.
The KOAL guys.
KAOL.
KAOL. I've been dyslexic all my life.
Good deal. Maybe I can trade with them. They want me in the studio, and they can come down here.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome to get those guys in here. I really like. They put on a pretty good show off the bench. Banker's hours, pretty much.
And that's
Monday
out of
Friday.
Carrollton, Missouri,
10 a.m. to noon every day out of Carrollton, 5 days during the week. They mostly talk high school sports, so if you have a kid in high school sports, it's mostly for that. Listen to what they're talking about. They're very, very well informed.
They really know their stuff.
And every once
in
a while, I call in and ramble for 30 minutes about any crazy amount, you know.
And they put up with you. That's the amazing
thing. I know.
It's
crazy. You know, I say things like...
We need to send them a box of chocolates on Valentine's Day. Say,
Mama
thanks for
always
the Shaniac.
Said, life was like a box of Shaniac.
This is kind of the things we talk about at the Fantasy Ranch, the Football Fantasy Ranch. You can look us up at Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Football Ranch. And, you know, I'll Twitter things like, hey, and I know this sounds so stupid talking about Twitter, but Brett Favre had 11 touchdowns, 19 interceptions, and I never thought a season like that could make me really respect a guy for his perseverance. But yeah.
It's time. For him.
Insert joke, Casey.
You know, on the subject of Brett Favre, I can't let Brett Favre go. So if you will give me a soapbox for a minute, I'll talk about Brett Favre.
Backup QB for Aaron Rodgers.
There's a massive sports network who felt it necessary to eulogize the man because he missed a start. And the funniest part of that, after his amazing, and I don't mean that sarcastically, his amazing streak of starting football games came to an end. They eulogized him. They all talked about, all the major talking heads talked about what I'll remember most about Brett Favre.
He kept coming back and wouldn't die
and
off
made me,
out of the
yeah,
game.
He started another game 2 weeks later, and what it made me think about was, what are they going to do when he dies now? What are they going to do when Brett Favre is dead? Aside from the fact, you know, they're going to have like 48 hours of live footage of the Brett Favre wake.
I know.
Okay. And you're going to have.
No. It's gonna, I know. What
coming back
do.
From commercial, today's funeral brought to you by Verizon. And I think we all know why.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to be somber. And it's going to be. But except for Herm Edwards is going to be there. He'll be in the corner of the room yelling about cover two defense and preparation.
They're going to be doing. This is what's going to be Brett Favre. They're going to make a. They're going to make a commercial like this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Armed with your trusty marker, you do the impossible. Make an incredibly dirty place even dirtier.
And sit in Texas.
Your jokes make us pee our pants. Lucky for us, they're down around our ankles.
Yeah!
You answer our most vexing question. Whatever happened to the man from Nantucket?
Oh, that's a good
from Green Bay.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh ruler of the rhyme. Because when we're looking for a good time, we call you.
Oh, Mr. Bathroom Stall Duty Joe Rider.
Bud Light beer, and I suppose.
All right, so that's what they're going to do. They're going to write one about him, and texting and sending pictures of his man from Nantucket.
I like that. You know he doesn't go to the bathroom without a Sharpie.
McShane, you got to hear the actual Shaniac laugh. Was that viable for a laugh track?
That could go right up alongside with son of a what?
Yeah, we may have to cut that out for use in later episodes, like 5 years from now, because I still have that track, and I've been told maybe we shouldn't use that track anymore because that person hasn't been on the show forever, Mr. Jay Graham.
Still a good friend of the show.
Yes.
Still a good friend.
Here at Nick Shane Rock Show, you claim that you rock your what off?
Yeah.
I think I've rocked my pants off because they're down around my ankles right now.
Well,
I still got underwear on, though.
I think you need Casey needed to get a room. And not this room.
Whoa. Wow.
We always go dirty on this show. <What's that? laughs> I literally have a friend that if I am laughing, he cannot stop laughing. Like, I literally have to stop laughing before he can stop laughing.
Son of a what?
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
All right, it's just as long as you laugh. There you go.
That sounded like a George Carlin laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. What? And that's the nerdy laugh. He almost sounded like the comeback that Bill Clinton had when he got caught with Monica.
I'm just trying to overcome natural impulses here.
All right. Hey, we got another track we got to play. Diablo Royal.
Some music.
Yes, we do music on here. Diablo Royal, this week's featured artist, as well as Canvas. And we're going to do Promised Land for them guys and Resistance. Don't go anywhere. More stuff right here on the McShane Rock Show.
Thank you. Rock on.
Planet
Earth.
We'll be right back.
This is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And now, back to the Mick Shane Rock Show.
All right, welcome back. Friday night, we're rocking and rolling. Diablo Royal. Got two from those guys we just played. First one was Resistance, and we finished it up with Promised Land.
That's Royale.
Yeah, I said that. Diablo Royale.
Pinky out.
Yeah, with an E, my not friend. A Royal.
But you know what else that's a good I like band. That's with good Royale band. In what? It?
Crown?
Cheeseburger
Royale. Crown Royale.
Crown Royale.
Yeah.
Shaniac was actually talking to me before the show. I'd kind of like to get his idea out here for a new video game that he'd like to do.
And it's not like burgers. Birders. Like Frogger, you know, where the bird flies and tries not to get squashed by things that aren't unseen in the sky and fall and
that happens
flocks.
In Arkansas.
No, this is something that a half-baked idea I came up with that literally I don't care.
Figuratively speaking.
Yes, because I don't have $50 million to throw behind the idea, but basically... Everybody has these game systems where you move around your living room. You got the Wii, you got the PlayStation has.
The Xbox Kinect.
Kinect, and PlayStation has one too. Here's this will tie in with the show because there's a lot of videos that these rock bands are going to make when they get signed that they're going to be wanting this video game, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now.
Okay.
I got a name. It's iffy. I need help with the name. But basically, it's...
Whore Hero.
Yeah. It's not Guitar Hero. Strip Whore Hero.
What?
Basically, you get a strip pole, and you put on the little Kinect suit or wherever Wii or whatever your system is, mm-hmm. and you dance around on a strip pole. And on the screen, you see like the inside of a strip club, and people either boo you or throw dollars at you depending on how well you do. And it's what's the word now? The catchphrase, sexercise.
Yeah, sexercise. And then you do it to this stuff.
Here's what I would do. I would throw dollars at the Shaniac to not play the game.
But how fun would it be to catch a roommate? You're like, what? You're playing strip whore here?
I think that I would dominate that game, I got to tell you. I really do.
Yeah, because we all know you're easy.
Little known fact about the Shaniac, I used to be a Chippendale, and I think I would have
Oh, yeah. And when he says that, he means that he stored a lot of nuts for the winter.
Nuts. Oh, that's nuts. And the basic soundtrack that comes with this game would be Kuiper Tic-Tac-Toe.
LA Cheeks with the Oakland Booty.
When I was little, I used to say, I got the X and I got the O. It don't matter when you're tic-tac-toe. Now
tell me that wouldn't work.
I think you'd make some money.
That would work. And of course, you'd have to have the Kinect's play pad, like Twister.
No. You'd have to have the Kinect play pole.
Like Twister.
like Twister.
Awesome stuff, man.
This is just when it came to me. A lot of ideas...
A lot of ideas come to you when you're half-baked, like you said.
So you know what would take the fun out of it is whenever you're doing up the characters, you know, for the in-game stuff, and you want the realistic movements and seeing some naked gal there with a bunch of dots on her, you know, for the whole... Yeah, because that's how they do the sensors all
dots.
Over for...
You could have dots on her.
You could have
for the 3D
she's
animation.
She's an Irish freckled chick.
Are you going to play by Missouri rules? Or are you going to play by New York rules? And here's another thing you could add to it is...
How about Kentucky rules?
I like me some bluegrass. Mick Shane was fiddling on his tractor yesterday.
I'm sorry to all our listeners in Kentucky.
So, But you could even have a thing to where, like, if you get propositioned, you get to choose if you score more points.
Wait a minute. You're going to infringe on the right of the game that I grew up with called Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, I spent many hours praying that I would not get caught playing that game.
How wrong would that feel? The best. You've got the high score. You've got propositioned.
You have to, there'd be certain questions you can ask him so that you don't get busted, so he's not a narc. You know, I mean, just a little side note. You could have
entrapment.
Hey, this thing could blow up big time. It could be bigger than Guitar Hero.
It could blow up like a condom.
Oh, yeah. Strip War Hero, is that a good name? Or we have to go something else?
I don't know. You'll have to check the copyrights on that. But just saying.
You can even have the special cheat codes where you can play.
You can make your 6-inch 12 inches with a cheat code. I'm God mode.
Or you could play as your character on the screen. Could be a past president or whatnot.
Cheat code Michael.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Cheat code Michael Vick, and you get unlimited dollars.
How about this?
Who's going to do Brett Favre?
Tell me. Tell me there aren't professional athletes out there right now praying on their last whim that this game gets made. And then you could have the living room where you have two poles and you have the two ladies combat against each
dance
other.
Off.
Split screen.
Oh, a strip off.
Split screen, strip whore, hero, dance off.
So when is Fox and ABC going to make a show out of that? Well, they've done like every other thing, you
have
know.
Have you seen the Lingerie Football League?
No.
This reminds me, and I was actually saving this for
saving yourself
the football. Yeah, that happened
for the lingerie football.
I was saving this for the football fantasy ranch. But what are your guys' opinion on what Brett Favre's going to utilize? What he's going to do in his retirement with his free time?
I whack off.
No.
What else?
McShane, you're wrong, Shaniac. Because I've got this.
How am I automatically wrong?
I have an inside info that he watched the Colts Saints championship with Tiger Woods. So
that
he's already been through sex
you're
rehab.
You're killing me. You stole my punchline because what I was going to say is that Brett Favre is going to spend his retirement doing the same thing that Bill Clinton does, hating his wife and living vicariously through Tiger Woods. I'm just trying to overcome my natural impulses
killing me.
Here.
You're killing me.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. Are you gonna ship cheap stripper poles with this game like they do Guitar Hero, where you can buy accessories like guitars and drums and mics? So you're gonna have stripper poles and like condoms.
Like I was telling Shania, you can buy them at Spencer's now for like $40. The
spring loaded.
It's a remote stripper pole.
Here's another idea.
We need one for the Pickled Liver Studios,
I don't want to see you on a stripper pole, McShane. I got
to tell
you.
I have to say that some of the music on the McShane Rock Show, I think the bands would agree, is a little conducive to strip porn.
Yeah, a little bit of it.
You're telling me some of these bands couldn't get in on this? Come on now.
I think they dig it.
A little rock candy would do it, too.
Who's out there? Who's got $50 million to put in some game software engineering
for me? I don't think
it'd
take $50 million. I think you're talking about maybe, $500,000. And you'd have it off the ground.
Could you not see, like, Tawny?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Stripper pulling on rock candy.
You can bring ex-video vixens out. You could have the Tawny Katane character.
Dude, she was the hottest white God. You know,
McShane's having
I tell
moment.
You what, but she's not that she looks like really used up and done now. But back then, she looked really pretty good. And there was a Chicago video. Look away.
I heard
and
my mom.
She's walking
cry.
And there's fires behind her, like every standard rock video of the day. And that gal was hot too. She was just blown out.
Speaking of rock, old rock videos, have you seen the Free Energy? You guys probably have
no but I've seen the
about.
Free Willy.
Free Energy. Go they have a song man. Out called Bang Bang Pop Pop. It's the latest alternative pop song, but they did
Bang Bang Pop Pop.
I have
so got to get back in the mainstream.
Guilty pleasure for this guy. And the video is a remake of Angels in the Centerfold by the Jay Giles.
Jay Giles.
No way.
No, the video is a remake. They're in the class. They got the ladies in the shower. I'm telling you, they go all out.
They peek up the dress and the nice little sweater. And
damn.
You know, when that song came out, that thing was the dirtiest song on the radio at the time. My parents would never let me listen to that. They thought it was just so bad. Christina Aguilera had to come in onto the scene and screw everything up with her stuff. And dirty. Make everybody just want to go, I just wet myself. And I'm one of those that was a Christina Aguilera, I want to wet myself.
He just said that.
What part of this doesn't make you want to just smack that booty, smack that booty.
Makes you sing one, but hit you in the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for three. Oh, if you like it in a club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Lick it, don't stop. Keep the dough locked, don't knock while the boat rocks with go-bots and robots.
And look at my gold tooth.
You gotta wait till the show stops.
Okay, enough of that. Scratch.
I can't.
Christina Aguilera, out of all of those, the whole Britney Spears thing. Come on. This is a rock show. I've got more soul than Drew Carey. This is, well, who doesn't? Come on, he's doing The Price is Right, and not very well, might I add.
Hey, let me tell you, I skipped a lot of school back in my day just solely to watch Bob Barker on The Price is Right, and that is no joke. And when Drew Carey started out, I was very disappointed that one day I was sitting around. Hey,
he just said that.
It's ten in the morning.
You know what? I didn't watch Bob. I was looking at the showcase models.
So was Bob.
You guys missed my point. Really, I liked that. I was very good at the game because I knew the exact cost of a lot of the food items, and I was very good at it.
Hey, Mom, there's a great special going on down at the Sam's Meat Mart.
Sad, but true.
Sam's
and the Swan's Truck Stop our house three times a week. But I think I got a good story about the parents not letting people listen to things. My parents, greatest parents anybody could ever have, and
so were mine.
My dad, I know there's like bazillions of these people around, but my dad decided, hey, Adam Sandler, a good clean comic on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
let's ignore the dad. I can't buy this. It's 1993 or whatever. I'm 13 years old. Dad, I can't buy this tape because it has this little label on it.
Adam Sandler was so not clean.
So my dad thought I'll be the hero. You know,
if you want clean comedy, watch.
I don't know if you can
Jerry Seinfeld.
So he buys this tape for me.
Too mature for your young years.
I come from a small town. We would drive to another small town. There they actually had a tape store. We bought the tape.
A tape store.
A tape store.
I have never heard that term before.
And they had a tape store. When I said tape store,
it replaced the record store.
I meant 8-track tape. Thank you.
So my mom's in the van, and we drove the 86 Ford Aerostar.
My dad invested in 9-track tapes, so we're rich.
So we put the nothing. Adam Sandler tape in, and the first track, as y'all know from They're All Gonna Laugh at Me, is a track where the principal is talking about how the lady shower room is going to be moved in. There's a lot of indiscretions involved.
Climbed the tree.
Nice.
And needless to say, the tape
insert nipple clips.
The tape got thrown back at me.
Nice. All right, we got to roll into another Diablo Royale song. How about we do
Love this band.
Serpent right here on the McShane Rock Show. Don't go anywhere. More stuff with KC and the Zaniac coming up. Rock on
planet
Earth. bands and artists, submit your material at mickshanerockshow.com.
Streaming media for the Mick Shane Rock Show is provided by Justice Hosting Solutions. Visit them on the web at www.justice-hosting.com.
Mick Shane Rock Show. All right, we're back. Friday night, Mick Shane Rock Show, where we're rocking your world, planet Earth.
That's just
a double whatever you want to call it.
Let me just say the Shaniac needs a tan more than I do, and I don't think that was possible.
Okay.
Come from a special clan of people called the albinos.
All right, we've got KC and the Shaniac in the studio this week rocking our stuff. Everybody give us a warm, give them a warm welcome. Thank you. Welcome back, KC. Welcome back for the second or third time on the show, the Shaniac. And Football Fantasy Ranch is their gig. Yes, check them out at footballfantasyranch.com, correct?
Which will
take you to their Facebook
directly
page,
to our
right?
Facebook page.
All right.
Where we really hang out.
Yeah, friend them up and check out all the good stuff. They'll be posting
befriend
a new
us.
One here.
I got something for you. I went my whole life thinking that befriend meant to defriend somebody.
Befriend?
It means to be friends with somebody.
But like, I want to be a friend, not a befriend.
That kind of reminds me of, she said it wasn't any, but it was an outie.
Oh, wait a minute. I still got that somewhere
I'm
around here.
I'm sure that you got that that dyslexic sound clip somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to dig that up here, and we will.
I can see the hamster wheel turning in your mind.
Oh, I know exactly.
Clickety-click through my...
I know exactly where it's at, but it's
computer
on...
Computer files.
It's like a long way off from where it was here. So anyway.
That's an old classic.
That's
probably back in the same one with the Jessica Simpson.
Yes, it was. And I have all those.
Oh, man. That was a rough time in my life.
That was a great time in our life.
Rough in my life, great for the Mick Shane Rock Show.
You said three times. Something stupid like that.
This Pickle Liver Studio has seen a lot of messed up stuff.
Nanny, but I've got an outie. Dyslexic bitch.
Jimmy cracked corn
and somebody passed me the butter.
if the Shaniac had been here in 2007, about the time I was single and things,
oh, that
in
was nuts.
The Pickle Liver Studio were wild.
That's how we got all those Heineken half kegs sitting around.
Yeah,
those were from my single days
when I shouldn't have driven home.
We'll just take a flashback. This will be a flashback.
They're taped together like pillars.
I'd rather drink turpentine and piss on a fire.
And I think we were quite inebriated when we did all those as well.
The odds are in that favor.
Yeah, because this one's like,
my mom wants to scissor your mom.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Wow. And Don Imus said, what?
What? That was the Don Imus beep. Now, here's one that proves that we did the Helen Keller thing, and it was copied. I kid you not. I went to one of our local shows.
This was, I wrote this. I wrote this on a notepad.
You need to do royalties because I'll play the other one that got copied.
Yep, I remember that.
And I'm going to do it again just in good fun by a local radio show that kind of does the same thing, if not, no. But anyway,
this is good fun.
But this was the original. This is the one that Casey wrote.
It was a rough time.
So here you go. Here you go.
Helen Keller's a self-righteous bitch.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, my outlook towards women at the time was a little bit negative.
Now here's the deal. Here's this. Now, and we always did stuff with Helen Keller, poor gal.
I thank you for not bringing up Jessica Simpson.
Oh, you will. We just haven't made it that far. Here's what I did. I downloaded a podcast, and this is what I got.
This is Mike McShane, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Fun Show. Unless you're Helen Keller, then you've just got your face pressed to the speaker.
So there you go. Yeah.
That was after our
long
sound
time.
Clip.
Yeah. A long time.
Do you want to point out Now, Helen Keller may be on our currency, but I may not know what befriend means, but I will tell you this. Helen Keller, no doubt about it, was a communist.
I've never mentioned that on the show. No. You're absolutely right.
The red star would rise in the east. So for all you guys out there wearing USA hats.
Helen Keller is a self-righteous vat.
This guy is so into Jessica Simpson that we had to do this.
Jessica Simpson.
You know, Jessica Simpson, and I say it with Simpson because I don't pronounce the P as in like H for Haley. And so here we go.
Talking about Todd Haley.
Yeah, Todd Haley. here's this.
Jessica Simpson is so hot, I'd take it so far and then back up her nose and shove her into a wall and her in the ass without even kissing her first, and then throw her into the crocodiles and watch a crocodile the living shit out of her.
Now, how fun was that to record?
Like I said, it was a rough time in my life.
But I'm going to tell you how horrible and horrid it was to go back and edit that thing.
I want to hear the original.
The story behind that is Mick Shane said, "Hey, we need a new sound clip. Go."
Yeah, I'm like, the mic's hot. Let's do it. And, of course, he has an affection for a certain band around here.
Avenged Sevenfold or
yeah,
After Coma?
Yeah, that's it.
Not my Bee Gees.
The moral to the story is always trust Mick Shane.
Casey's like, man.
That one will always be the midget that got away.
Yeah, he ran.
He ran. He?
Hey, all you guys out there listening to the show right now.
He?
This is not planned. This is not planned at all. We roll into a segment.
Oh, my God. And this is straight up. I dropped my kid off at school and came here.
Yeah.
This is the way that this is what we always liked about the Mick Shane Rock Show with KC. I think everybody should petition and send me email and beg KC to come back as co-host on this show.
Oh, I would love to.
And we would double up with the Shaniac as the third member.
Right.
Hey, member. The last time I petitioned, I think it was for...
This was before or after you bought your hybrid.
I don't think it was for the Nick Rib to stay permanently. I think the last time I petitioned...
You know, you can make it stay permanently. Just throw it against the wall.
It might be... I could really go off on old Mickey D's on this one because, man, you give me McRib, you take McRib away. That is very frustrating to the Shaniac.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't touch that with a 4-inch pole.
Jeez, I wouldn't touch it with my 12-inch.
I thought you were born in Buffalo.
Christ.
We still don't know what that means.
You're supposed to say hit it three times. They hit it. Yeah, that was
actually an old joke.
It was a joke that nobody gets but us.
An old George Burns joke where you tell somebody beforehand, you say, "Hey, I'm going to start to tell a joke, and I want you to say, I thought you were born in Buffalo." And like 10, 20 minutes later, you say, the record scratches and you have the Rhinestone Cowboy moment. Hey, a funny thing happened to my mom the other day in Buffalo.
And here would be.
And the Shaniac says,
"I thought you were born in Buffalo."
You were supposed to say three times.
I screwed that up because I was supposed to say, "I thought you were born." It happened in Cleveland.
And you know what Jay Grimm.
I pulled Cleveland out of it.
You know what Jay Grimm would say about this?
So, this is what the centerpiece of a circle jerk feels like.
There you go. So, hey. This is the way this show used to roll.
This show will get censored more than a Mark Twain novel.
This is the way this show rolled back in the good days.
I can't believe I forgot to say Cleveland instead of Buffalo.
All right, we're going to play
George
a song.
Burns is turning in his grave right now.
Yeah, he is.
A funny thing happened to my mom the other day in Cleveland.
All right, we're going to play a song here. Saints of the Underground, Tomorrow Never Comes. right here on the Mick Shane Rock Show. Don't go anywhere. We've got Canvas coming up and some more hijinks here before the end of the show. Rock on.
And some low jinks, planet Earth.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mick Shane Rock Show. Friday night, we're partying your butts off right here.
Butts.
From the Pickled Livered Studios of Lathe, Kansas.
All those sound clips that were so inappropriate, now you say we're partying our butts off.
Yeah, I know. You know, we got to have at least some sense of composure or constitution or whatever you want to call it.
I keep bumping my ear into
Way to
the
go.
Mic.
Good job.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. It couldn't be the light problem going on around here.
Atreyu.
Never ending story. I love that movie.
Atreyu.
Falcor.
I was born during the second Reagan administration. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Good stuff. This is how I know I've arrived as a father. We hear all this stir in my daughter's room, and she's 2 years old. And we go in there, and she's got this little horse in there, and she's pulling on the reins, going, "Artex, come on, Artex!" Like she's pulling the horse out of the mud. She's reenacting the scene. You know, they're doing a remake of that movie.
Are they really?
Coming out in 2012, nice. And I think they should get rid of the Air Supply esque music and maybe include some hard rock. So, Falco,
or they could do Falco. Rock me Amadeus, 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 Amadeus.
Shane Falco, and we could have.
Yeah, we could have a great football team.
Keanu Reeves.
Rent the NeverEnding Story. Watch it with your daughter. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah, she'll love it too. It's a good classic movie. That's great.
All right, I can't get her past the iCarly Hannah Montana stage.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm working.
You should have never got that stuck.
Actually, I got to tell you, iCarly's actually a good show.
Okay. So is the McShane Rock Show. All right, we're down at the end of the show here. 2 minutes left for the hour. Stick around. If you download the podcast, you can get the extended version. Yeah, because I'm sure it's not done. And then it's all gloves off, no restrictions.
Naughty.
And I want to hear more about Shaniac's game coming up here.
I don't.
What's the name of that game?
Any more about that game or him playing it?
All right, are we done? Are we done? We can come out cooked?
With Core Hero, done. But what? That would just be too easy.
That's called Grand Theft Auto. It's already been done.
Oh, darn it. Well, there goes our next $1 million maker.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen here. Hey, bands, if you're an unsigned artist or a band and you're looking for airplay, you want to be signed up and ready to rock and roll with the McShane Rock Show, get your stuff played out on air. Hey, it's pretty simple. Go to www.mcshanerockshow.com, click the submit button, and follow the easy, simple to do instructions.
I like that, as long as we're doing shameless plugs.
Yeah,
aside from emailing the McShane Rock Show, is it still McShaneRockShow@att.net?
Yes, it is. No, it's McShane at att.net.
McShane at att.net. McShane, and also check out on Facebook the Football Fantasy Ranch, just like it sounds. I'm sure you can all spell that.
Or footballfantasyranch.com.
At least those of you who aren't from Rio Linda. And aside from that,
I think
you got anything else for us there, Shaniac?
Atreyu.
All right, join us every week, Friday nights, 9 p.m. to 10. Yeah, it's a one-hour show now. Central Time.
He had to take his shoes off and count to get to one.
Yeah, I'm telling you. McShaneRockShow.com. Friend us up on Facebook with the McShane Rock Show group as well to keep up on all the stuff and download our podcast. Thanks to the Cockroach AM930 for airing us out in New York on Saturday mornings, Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Be sure to go out there. They're on our links of affiliates on the right-hand side of our page. And Justice Hosting Solutions, who provides our media servers for us. So we appreciate it. And every week, be here. 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, McShaneRockShow.com. How about that?
Rock on.
All right, we're going to roll out of here with Canvas, Kansas City band, Drag Strip, right here. And we'll see you next week with Unwritten Rules. Thanks, Casey. Thanks, Shaniac, for coming in. We love you guys.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
We're out of here. Peace.
streaming media for the Mick Shane Rock Show is provided by Justice Hosting Solutions. Visit them on the web at www.justice-hosting.com.